Deeply embedded on the front lines of the War of the Worldviews, here's your host, Kevin Swanson.
Folks, welcome to Generations. This is Kevin Swanson. I'm Executive Director for Christian Home Educators, a pastor, but also I'm a father, and that's why I'm here today, a father of five. We raise our children and homeschool them out on the plains of eastern Colorado. It's good to have you tune in with us today. We've got a studio audience here with us, a little larger than usual, Dave. But today we've got a special treat for you all. We have the Duggar family, the Jim, Bob, and Michelle Duggar family from Arkansas coming on. This family has become a household name all over the world. In a world where dysfunctional families are the rule, rebellious teens are sort of the rule, divorce is common. Folks are stressed out when they have 1.3 kids and have to dump them in daycare as soon as possible. In a world like this comes the Duggar family. 16 beautiful children. Their dad is a two-term House rep, also running for Senate in the state of Arkansas. This family raises their children with strong character, a loving home, by parents who love and love and love. Folks can't believe that you can love 16 children. They think it's impossible. But here's a family that, well, they homeschool their kids in Arkansas, all 16 of them. There's shining honor for mom and dad, incomparable love for each other. This family, I think, stands as a shining example to a cold and lonely world that has more or less abandoned relationships. It's a world that is amazed at this family. I guess, well, amazed, aghast, perhaps. They've had long features representing their family on the Today Show, CNN, the CBS Early Show, and many others. And after the birth of their 16th child, Dave, they did 7 live broadcasts in front of their house in one day. 7 broadcasts. See, the world has a hard time imagining that such a family could even exist. Where do you get a family with love for children? Where do you get a family with this kind of grace? What a stark contrast, my friends. In a world steeped with fake love that aborts 50 million children, this narcissistic, self-centered existentialism, where houses have doubled in size since 1900 while the number of kids halved, against this we see the stark contrast of a magnanimous family of 18, family unity, integrity, love for children, joyful sacrifice. I read an editorial on the Duggar family. They call this beautiful family creepy. Creepy. Hyper-religious, weird, pathological, proto-family, breeding-happy gluttony. What this article says, some San Francisco newspaper. Well, the blind cannot see it, the deaf cannot hear, but the contrast is sharp, and I like it. Those who can see a little light in the valley of the blind will celebrate what we have in the Duggar family, and the world can see it, and they really don't know what to think about it. In a moment, my friends, the Duggars on Generations. Stay with us. Folks, back on Generations, Kevin Swanson here with you, hosting the program today. And with us today, we have a special treat for you, Jim, Bob, and Michelle Duggar, who have been covered by, well, news media outlets slightly larger than ours around the country and around the world. But Jim, Bob, and Michelle Duggar, thanks so much for joining us today on Generations.
Oh, Kevin, thank you for having us.
Thank you. We are glad to be here.
There are so many folks that know about you folks. You have 16 children. You homeschool them in the state of Arkansas. And the word has gotten around about you folks, and it has been a joy and I think an encouragement to a lot of homeschoolers and families out there that consider children a huge blessing. And you treasure your children, don't you?
Yes, we do. We consider each child a blessing from the Lord.
And that's a significant message that you're conveying to the world around us. That's just a joy that you have those children. You know, when you take your children out to shop for groceries or something, you've got all 16 in tow, or a significant percentage of them. Do you ever get the question, are all those yours?
Often when we are out and about, we will always hear people say, are they all yours, or is this some kind of a school group?
And what do you say? Well, we're about halfway there.
right? We smile and we just say, yes, they are all ours, and we are so thankful for each one of them. They are such a blessing.
One of the questions I think that runs through a lot of people's minds, I've got the facts here, I think from Vision Forum's website, on how many months you've been pregnant, Michelle, 126 months out of your life. That sounds like a lot. How do you take those pregnancies?
Well, you know, it's just by God's grace. I know that I go through the 3 months at first of being nauseous. I know a lot of mothers that have it a lot worse than I do. And then the last 3 months are quite a test of endurance. But I just think that scripture that talks about when you have that baby, you know, you forget those things. I mean, you don't forget them in some sense, but I just know that when you hold that baby in your arms and you realize the responsibility that God has given you and what a gift, I think there is no greater joy this side of heaven than to just think that God would entrust these precious lives to our care.
And that's exactly what God's Word tells us, that the children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is His reward. They are a gift from God. And I think by faith you have to receive that, don't you?
Definitely. Yes, those nights when you're up nursing babies and you've got sick ones here or there at times and you're not getting as much sleep as you thought you needed, then you realize God shows you can make it and you don't have to have as much sleep as you thought you had to have. And He helps you to get through those days and still even beyond that, being able to choose joy and rejoice. I always say to our children, you know, when we have Jesus, we have the hope that people want. They just don't know what they're missing, and they're looking for that hope. And I say, we have Jesus, and He gives us joy. You know, happiness comes from happenings, but real joy comes from Jesus.
I think there are folks out there that say, you know, if I had more than 3 children, or if I had 5, 6, 8, or even 16 children, I'm not sure we could handle it. I'm not sure we could stay organized. Have you had a hard time kind of learning how to have a family with 16 children?
I tell you what, Michelle has had such a learning spirit. And as we've started having more children over the years, she's ran into other moms that had more children than we did. And she would ask them, how do you do this? How do you do that? And she's had such a learning spirit. She's acquired a lot of her organizational skills, some out of desperation, but from other moms that have pulled it together and done it. And plus, we've had flexibility. Neither one of us are perfectionists, but we've tried to have flexibility to just try to get everything done that we need to get done and prioritize what we need to get done. And there are a lot of times in a day's time we don't get everything done, but we don't get discouraged. We just go on to the next day and put it on the list for the next day. And Michelle's always tried to have a sweet spirit and a loving spirit, even through difficult situations, even through childbirth and trying to train up our children, trying to have the right responses. And it's really been amazing.
You know, looking back, I'm sure you can see significant challenges along the way. It's not all a bed of roses. But as you look back over the valleys and the mountains that you've traversed, Jim Bob, how have you made it this far?
Well, about 16 years ago, we went through a financial freedom seminar that was put on by Jim Salmon. And when we saw that financial freedom seminar, Shel and I made a commitment to purpose to get out of debt and purpose to stay out of debt. And that has been so freeing. And we have seen God financially provide for us every step of the way. As we've had more children, He's always provided. And it's amazing. We first got married, we were living in about 1,000-square-foot house. And it was just, we're renting. And then we saved up over like 7 or 8 years. Ended up paying cash for kind of a fixer-upper house. And over the years, God has just met our needs. And we're just in awe of how He's provided.
Right, and it's not like we have excess. We scrape by at times, and it's either feast or famine sometimes around here when we're working in real estate or whatever. But God is faithful. He takes care of His children, and I think a statement I've heard is where God guides, He provides. And that is so, we have witnessed that. We've lived through that and watched God meet our needs every step of the way.
You know, as the world looks in on you and sees the large family, the homeschooling, the debt-free life, I think the world is shocked. You've got a stark worldview contrast here between the Duggar family and the rest of the world. What do you think makes your world different than what 99% of Americans live?
Well, we're swimming upstream from the world, but really our heart is to try to apply God's principles to our lives and to give Him every area of our life, not just part of our lives. One thing is that we didn't always have this mindset. Back when we first got married, Michelle went on the birth control pill, and we thought we maybe would have one or two children. Eventually, she ended up going off the birth control pill, and we had our first child about 4 years into our marriage, and then she went back on the birth control pill, and then she ended up getting pregnant while on the pill, and she had a miscarriage, and we stopped, and we had to reevaluate what we were doing, and at that point, we talked to a doctor, a Christian doctor, and he said, sometimes the pill will allow you to get pregnant, but then it will abort the child. And we were shocked because...
Oh, grieved.
Yes, we were grieved. We were pro-life, but yet we realized we were having the same attitude about children as the world. And so we stopped and we ended up praying and asking God to forgive us for that, and we ended up giving that area of our life to God. And about the same time, we went through the Financial Freedom Seminar, and our whole life was changed through the Bible principles that we learned.
And right after that, we got pregnant with twins.
Then we just started receiving each child as a gift from God. And as we stepped out in faith, God met our needs. And it's really easier now with 16 children than it was back with 5 or 6 children. And back when we had 5 or 6, I mean, Michelle and I would carry them all in and out of the van. And we would, just have to do everything. But now everybody does just a little bit of work, and we are able to accomplish great things.
So we're like a great big team, and we all work together.
Yes, and as they get older, it's like we're an army. We can go and serve another family or whatever and accomplish a lot of tasks in a short amount of time.
And Jim Bob, I think what you're saying is that the Bible is going to dictate the way you live. It's almost a shocking thing to a lot of people who have read the Bible and claim to be Christians, but... What you're saying is it's better to live the way God dictates we ought to live in His Word, and that doesn't necessarily comport with what the world's doing.
Exactly. When you buy a car, they give you an owner's manual to tell you what kind of gas to put in it, how to take care of it, when to change the oil, how everything works. In the same way, the Bible is the owner's manual for our lives, and in it contains everything that we need for life. And you have to dig in it, and you have to study it. We listen to Alexander Scorby Bible on CD a lot in our home, and it's neat to pick up all the little extra things that the Bible says and just meditating on that and trying to live out what God says. And we're not perfect people. We have challenges every day, struggles every day, but God gives us grace to go on.
Now, you mentioned that your family is working as a team. Is there something here that is different from the way the average child is raised in a family today? Are your children learning something about family, about relationships, that is more appropriate to the way God wants us to live our lives in family?
Well, we try to teach our children to have a ministry mindset of ministering to others throughout their lives. And like our boys are right now putting up signs for a congressman and also for another guy that's running for lieutenant governor in our state. And we try to teach them to have a servant's heart and a servant's mindset. And one of our daughters is over babysitting right now for a 50 women that are having a Bible study this morning. And if we teach our children to serve others, that's the goal in life, and to have that servant spirit.
Jesus said, the greatest among you will be the servant of all. And we always have a little saying around our home, it's Jesus first, others second, and yourself last. And the letters are joy. And that really does bring true joy. Jesus set that example for us.
And you have brought the world now to your home. ABC, NBC, CNN, CBS, The Today Show, these folks have had their cameras in your living room and they have seen your family. What have they seen? Have they seen the life of Jesus exemplified in your home?
Yes, our prayer is that they see Jesus through us, because we have struggles and challenges every day, but it's amazing how God has always met our needs. And as we purpose to work together as a team, as a family, we still have conflicts and we still have disagreements, but we try to resolve those as they happen. And it doesn't mean that we're all necessarily in agreement on everything, but yet we can go together as a family, and if we have a disagreement, we try to resolve it and go on and not let conflicts destroy our family, but we use those things as ways to pray and to draw closer to the Lord. And it's amazing how God has allowed our family to have a unity and harmony that I think is the way it's meant to be.
Of all the messages that you've conveyed by means of the publicity you've received, you've got 16 children, you homeschool, you live the debt-free life. What do you think has been the most significant message of all? What kind of feedback do you get?
I think back several years ago, our family just started praying a very simple prayer. And it was something that when we were praying it, I don't even think we believed it, that it would happen. But we were just praying, Lord, I pray that we can impact this world for you. And
our prayer, I think, was one of our family favorite verses is Proverbs 3, 5 through 7. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy path. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. And I think our heart's desire was to make Christ known in all of our ways. And if the cameras started coming in, that was our prayer. And we told him, you want to come into our home, you have to know this is one condition, that you cannot edit out our faith, because that is the core of our lives. And if you try to edit out our faith, there is no story, you know.
Right. And our heart is that people will see maybe the unity and harmony in our family, and to realize that the reason we have that is because of Christ. And then maybe they will be drawn to the Lord and start going to church and take their family to church and have an individual relationship with Christ themselves. And for us to salt them, even through secular media, most of the media that we've done has been secular media. And we've done interviews in America and throughout. Like, we've done some in with Chinese media, India, all these different countries. And our heart is that people will see that children are a blessing from the Lord. And then as they realize that, they'll start treating them as a blessing from the Lord and wanting to train them up in his principles.
Well, I think you've been a shock to billions across the globe and probably an encouragement to millions. And your testimony has been a blessing, I'm sure, to the Lord and to many of us. Jim Bob, let me get a little feel for your vision here for your own family. I think it shows a little bit. You have run for House Rep. You've actually served as House Rep in the state of Arkansas, the legislature there, and you also run for Senate, U.S. Senate, I believe, and State Senate. Let me ask you, what is your vision for your children, for future generations?
Our prayer is that we can impact this world for the Lord. And our desire is for each one of our children to learn to love God with all their heart and then to serve their fellow man. And if God leads them into politics or to be a lawyer, a doctor, or to be a mechanic, whatever aspect he draws them into, our prayer is that they will spend their time serving God to the greatest ability in the time that they have here on the earth. And to realize that life is a race against time, and only the things done for Christ will last. And then our priority should be God and our family first, and then all these other things second. But that we can really prioritize our lives, not make them so busy going to all these sports events and all these other things, separating our family out, but to serve together and to really have a ministry mindset to where no matter where we're at, if we're at the grocery store or at the auto parts store or whatever, looking for opportunities to minister to others and to witness and encourage other people in a relationship with Jesus Christ.
Jim Bob, I love your priority structure. As I read some of the comments from the liberal media and some of the editorials written on your family, it appears there were some folks out there that were afraid that the Republican conservative pro-life, pro-family folks were going to take over the world by purely outnumbering their opposition by means of the womb. They have a concern there, but ultimately your concern is to build the kingdom of God, which starts with our love for God and the way that we raise our own families. Politics is a derivative of that, but without strong families and strong churches, politics will not be sufficient.
Exactly. And when you do the numbers, if a couple gets married and they each one have one child, and over 16 generations, that's only 16 descendants. But if a couple gets married and they have three children, and each one of their children has three children, and they raise them to serve God and love God, over 16 generations, which is probably 400 years, that's 175 million descendants. And that can be a great army to impact this world for Christ.
Absolutely. Folks, it's a contrast of worldviews. You've got the worldview of life and the worldview of death. And I believe that God gives us the pattern for life in His Word. And Jim Bob and Michelle Duggar have shared that with us on the air today on Generations. Thank you so much, Jim Bob and Michelle, for joining us here on Generations.
Thank you, Kevin.
And folks, if you want to hear from the Duggar family, you want to see them in person, join us all at the San Antonio Independent Christian Film Festival coming up in just about a week and a half now. For more information on this, go to visionforum.org. You can sign up right on the web at visionforum.org. Again, this family of 6 girls and 10 boys are traveling down to Texas to be a featured speaker at the 2006 San Antonio Independent Christian Film Festival. It'll be a great time, folks, for the whole family. Lots of great family films. I'm reviewing them right now and thoroughly enjoying them. Again, visionforum.org if you'd like to sign up for the Vision Forum Independent Christian Film Festival. If you'd like to interact with the program, my friends, you can email me at host@kevinswanson.com, and you can hear the program anytime, anywhere in the world at kevinswanson.com. We've got folks tuned in Zimbabwe and 50 other nations around the world through our program, and get your friends and family members tuned in at kevinswanson.com. This is Kevin Swanson, and I want to invite you back again next time as we lay down a vision for the next generation.